For more protection against bad weather hitting your crops, Hendricks Insurance Services offers Total Weather Insurance, a full season program designed to pay out automatically when bad weather hits. Learn more from Luke Hendricks at Hendricks Insurance Services at 815-844-6729 or 815-383-6209.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report for this Tuesday morning. U.S. banks will be barred in most cases from trading for their own profit under a federal rule set to be approved today. Five U.S. regulatory agencies are voting on the Volcker rule, a major step toward preventing extreme risk-taking on Wall Street that helped to trigger the 2008 financial crisis. The rule seeks to ban banks from proprietary trading, except when they are to facilitate buying and selling investment for customers. USDA this morning said it will release its crop reports and WASDE reports as scheduled, even as a winter storm is slamming the East Coast and has slowed and closed several parts of the government. USDA will release WASDE as well as its cotton ginnings report and the crop production report this morning at 11 a.m. And a programming note, we will have special post-report coverage at 12:39 this afternoon. Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana, will be on with us to dissect the reports and tell us what are the report's implications for the next month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 15,988. It's down 38 points. The NASDAQ, 35.14, down 4.5. And the S&P 500 is 18.04. It is also down 4.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the U.S. Midwest will continue under the grasp of a deep and dark cold air mass that will be prevailing across the region for an extended period of time. We'll actually see temporary warming and cooling periods over this next full week to 10 days, but the bottom line average is for temperatures to be below normal across a big part of the region. Now, the temperatures extremes will probably be greatest as we get into tomorrow morning. We'll probably see some temperatures in the upper parts of the Midwest dropping back into readings as cold as the negative 20s and negative teens in the eastern Dakotas and portions of Minnesota. Lows in the single digits and negative single digits, as well as a few teens, will occur in the remainder of the western Corn Belt, while eastern areas will see low temperatures tomorrow morning, mostly in the teens, with a handful of upper single-digit readings in portions of northern Illinois. The odds are fairly good that we'll continue to see cold air around all the way through the first part of next week, and probably on Thursday morning we'll see negative single digits and positive single digit readings occurring as far south as Illinois and Missouri, and areas northward all the way to the Canada border in portions of Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and North Dakota. Temperatures may be a little less intensively cold for Friday morning, but another round of cooler air will be pushing southward into the northern plains as we get into a Sunday, and that will eventually push on into a part of the northern Midwest as we move into the early part of next week. Each one of these surges of cold will bring an opportunity for a little bit of precipitation into the Midwest, but most of the precipitation is not likely to be more than a dusting to an inch of snow with each of these waves of cold air. There is one primary exception, actually two, I guess, but one is going to be today and early this evening in the easternmost parts of the Midwest, portions of Ohio and Kentucky into West Virginia and Pennsylvania. These areas might pick up a little bit more meaningful snowfall as a disturbance moves off towards the upper Atlantic coastal region. But the main storm system that will have an influence on the eastern Midwest will probably evolve as we get from Friday evening all the way into Sunday. This system will form in the Delta and work its way east-northeastward through the remainder of the country as we move through that period of time. And there's likely to be enough precipitation occurring that we'll see a significant snow accumulating event from portions of Illinois into northern northern Ohio and parts of southern sections of Michigan. These areas will probably pick up on 2 to 6 inch accumulations of snow, with a fair amount of freezing rain and rain occurring to the south of this region. Most of the precipitation of significance in the form of rain will be south of the Ohio River. We'll likely see this occurring from the Tennessee River Basin into the Middle Atlantic region. The storm system, as it moves further up the coast, is likely to become a little mini nor'easter, and we'll likely see a significant amount of rain and freezing rain occurring across the majority of New England, and we'll likely see heavy snow occurring from Pennsylvania into a portion of Quebec. After this storm system passes, the remainder of the precipitation potentials across the Midwest will likely be just light snowfall across the Great Lakes region, and much of that will occur as we finish out the weekend and move into Monday. The majority of the weather after that will be relatively tranquil for a little while, but another disturbance bringing in a little bit of light snowfall will be possible during the early to middle part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 695, down 8.5. Hard March wheat is 688, and it's down 8. Soft December wheat, 634.25, down 4.75. March, 643.75, down 6.75. December corn, 426.75, down 1.75. March, 436.25, down 1.75. July, 451.75, down 1.75. January soybeans, 1341.75, down 2. July, 1293.25, down 6.25. December soybean meal is 461.20, down 40 cents. December soybean oil, 40.18, up 13. December live cattle, 131.50, down 10 cents. January feeders, 165.17.5, up 2.5. December lean hogs are 81.12.5, and they're down 25. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it is a report day. What are we likely to see today?
Well, it's expected that the U.S. will have tighter stocks in beans by a little bit and tighter stocks in corn, and that the world will have looser stocks in beans and especially wheat, and that that could fight against each other. So it's not known really where we'll go. A couple of outfits say we'll see the highs either right before the report comes out or by tomorrow, and then we'll back off on good weather coming out of South America.
Well, what if we were to get an average ending stocks number under 150 million bushels for soybeans?
Well, they're looking at, I think, 155. So if it was under that, it would probably bounce it up some and make new highs, and then we'll have to see after the report if anybody can hold it there. Usage is good on beans, but worldwide stocks are expected to be bigger versus the U.S. stocks.
And in the corn, it looks like, as you say, a smaller number expected for ending stocks on good demand, but that could wash out in with the January numbers with a potential higher production. Does that mean that we maybe the wild card here might be the world numbers in corn, which it seems to be something of a debate right now where the world numbers are?
Yeah, the world numbers on corn are going to be left about as they are or lowered a hair, tighter, whereas on beans they're going to be raised a bunch due to South American crop. And then, as you said, the January report's expected to show a lot bigger yields here. So corn is going to struggle to go very far. Beans, even with a tight supply because of world excess beans, will have trouble if they do bounce very far to stay there. So the report, no one knows what it's going to say. Anytime we try to guess it, it's hard to do. You don't know what they'll say. We do expect it to bounce some today. We've been up 4 in beans to down 4. Right now they're down 2. Corn's been unchanged to up 0.5 to down 4. And just We'll see what the report brings and go from there. It'll be a new fence post to deviate off of.
After we see that report, would you anticipate with whatever range that report establishes, just that range-bound trade between then and January, the January final report perhaps?
I would expect after today's report to have it sit there maybe for a day and then to start going towards whatever the thought is for South American crop and the January report showing more yields and the South America crop showing bigger yields.
Thank you, Pete.
Thanks.
Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. The current tick in the marketplace to summer corn is 426 and a half, down two. March, 435 and three quarters, down two and a quarter, now down two and a half. July is 451, down two and a half. January soybeans, 1341 and a half, down two and a quarter. July, 1293 and a half, down six and a quarter. December soybean meal, 461.20, down 40. December soybean oil, 40.18, up 13 cents. December live cattle, 131.47 and a half, down 12 and a half. And December lean hogs are 81.15, and they're down 22 and one half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.